So now, Bhajan Rahasyam. So we read, and we're still in the introduction to this whole concept, the sixth level of chanting at the level of bhava is a very high level. And we're just discussing the this whole mood of the prayer itself, Nayanam Galadashudarya, which is the sixth verse of Shikshastakam, which this chapter is all about. How to incorporate this verse into our chanting of Hare Krishna. How to utilize this verse to help us, inspire us to more quickly advance towards the level of bhava and develop the kind of longing and hankering to attain these higher states of pure devotion. This verse 6 has some commentaries on this verse. They give different titles to this verse, which gives us some idea. This text 6 of Shikshastakam, this chanting Hare Krishna at the level of bhava, Nayanam Galadashudaraya Varanam Gadgara Rudayagira Pulakar Nichitam Vapukada Tava Nama Grahane Bhavishati. So one title is what are the external signs of perfection, or the external signs of success in devotional practice. And Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, very famous godbrother, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, he gave a title to this verse. He says, hankering for perfection. And we discussed this word for 2 days, kada, because the verse is there. Pulakar nichitam vapu kada. Kada means when. When you say this word, when, means that it implies something in the future. When? When will it happen? When will you come? When will we go to Vrindavan? When will we see Krishna? When will we go back to Godhead? When will we realize our spiritual identity? This is all future tense. So this is hankering, desiring for something you don't have, looking forward to something, yearning for something, waiting for something to happen, hoping to attain some state. So this is contained on this word, kada. And we mentioned how this whole prayer of Lord Chaitanya's sixth verse of Shikshastakam is a type of prayer called Lalasamayi. This intense hankering for this stage. Now the translation of this verse, we have the standard translation. O Lord, when will tears flow from my eyes, my voice falter, and all the hairs on my body stand erect as I chant your holy names? So this is one version which is given in this commentary. And the one in Chaitanya Charitamrita is quite a little bit different. We can read that. This is in verse chapter 20, verse 37. So in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the translation is thus: my dear Lord, of course this is Radharani praying in Gambira, my dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? So this is the Sanskrit Shikshastakam verse translation. Very nice. When will this happen? When will that happen? And then the Lord Chaitanya, he speaks in Bengali some comment on that verse. Prema dana bina vyarte daridra jivan dasakare vetan more deya prema dana. Without love of Godhead, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God. So then, this is the great humility of Lord Chaitanya. He's speaking here. It's very nice, Prabhupada saying that, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect and transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Kada, 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 kada krishyasyamam. So this Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, he gave also a translation to this verse we should consider also. He's saying, O my Lord, when will tears flow from my eyes like waves and my voice tremble in ecstasy? When will the hairs of my body stand on end while I chant the holy name? Now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also translated this verse in one of his books. He said, he's being a little more specific. He immediately presents a translation from the viewpoint of Radharani, because Radharani is speaking Shikshastakam, and Krishna's in Radhabhav, in this intense mood of separation. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he gives this translation to Nayanam Gaudadashadarya. He says, O Gopi Janavallabha, it means lover of the gopis, when will a stream of tears of love flow from the eyes of this gopi while chanting your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs on my body stand up due to ecstasy? When will I be overtaken by such a condition? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati immediately identified with the mood of Gopi Bhava of this verse, the mood of hankering, of gopis crying out for Krishna, specifically Radharani. Oh, I'm calling your name, I'm separated from you. This is how we chant the holy name, with self-abnegation. And in other words, we give up all our attractions for this world. When we chant the holy name, we're supposed to chant the holy name in a mood of searching for Krishna. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? It's as if you can imagine if you're in a forest and you're with someone you love very dearly, and you're in a very deep forest, and somehow they get separated from you. Someone picks them up and runs away with them or something, or they run into the forest, they jump up and bolt away, and you say, or maybe say you're going deep into the forest with someone you love, and you both fall asleep. And when you wake up, your beloved is gone. And all you have next to you is a torch or a flashlight. And then you look, where's my beloved? Where's my beloved? And all around you see thousands and thousands and thousands of trees in all directions, everywhere darkness. And all you have is a flashlight, torch. And so, and you're very attached to your beloved. And you say, oh, where's my beloved? Where's my lover gone? It's all dark, everywhere dark, and simply these trees standing like sentinels in all directions. And you have a flashlight, and you're running through the forest, and you're crying, my lover, where are you? Lover, where are you, my lover? Oh, where are you? Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, where is my Krishna, Krishna? My lover, where are you? And you're looking, looking, you look this way, and just look, and oh, there you are. No, it's a tree. Oh, there you are. And you run, oh, it's just a tree. It's kind of a crooked tree. I thought of my lover standing like this. And then you run this way and that way, trees, 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 trees. Everywhere trees, right, left, back, front. And you run, because you're so much hankering, so much intense hankering, so much searching for your beloved, that in that delirium, you become delirious. Because when you have excessive hankering and excessive desire, your mind becomes overtaken by waves of illusion, becomes overtaken by waves of self-delusion also. So then you start to see, oh, there's my lover. And you run, oh, it's only a tree. So you become very, very desperate. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, it's like this. Our heart is like the forest. Our heart is like the dark forest. And our lover is Krishna. And we're separated from Krishna due to so many reasons. And we're searching with this light. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're actually searching. Krishna, where are you? Hare Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Hey Rad, hey Brajadeva, K. Chalalite, hey Nanda Sunna Kutaha. So this is the mood. This is, acharyas are telling us, this is one of the moods of chanting Hare Krishna. A great mood of hankering, a great mood of searching. Searching for Krishna. And this is the mood that was displayed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was searching all over India. He went all through the forest of Jharkhand. Where is Krishna? He went through Sundarbad, this forest, that forest. He went through the forest of Vrindavan. Everywhere India was, 500 years ago, the entire continent of India was covered with forests. Now it's covered with plains. Everywhere, plains, 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 plains. Just here outside this wall, from outside my wall, were 5 kilometers in that direction. 50 years ago, there were 50,000 kadamba trees. 50 years ago. There's a Kandamba Kandi from here all the way to Basanti, 5 kilometers. There were like 50,000 kadamba trees 50 years ago. You go inside the forest, the old people, the village, they say you go inside the forest, it was totally dark. And 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like 35 degrees inside, 30, 25, whatever, 25 degrees. Inside the forest. 23. Like now, like this. Very cool. And outside so hot. 50,000, and you can't find one now. It's all fields, chickpeas, wheat, chickpeas, cotton, chickpeas, cotton. So all India is a vast plain there. You can't find a forest. So Lord Chaitanya is running from forest to forest, searching, where is Krishna? And the Goswamis came to Vrindavan, searching, where is Krishna? And everyone, this is the whole mood of Gaudiya Vaishnava, searching, searching, searching. So chanting, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, this is the mood. Searching, hankering. Where will I find Krishna? So this is very nice. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati immediately takes this verse and says, this is Radharani, and she's saying, O Gopi Janavallava, O beloved, O lover of the gopis, O beloved of the gopis. So of course all of this is, this whole verse is describing some of the symptoms. Nayanam Gadat Ashudarya. There's choked voice, tears, choked voice, and hair standing on end. We heard that Amoga, on this Leela with Lord Chaitanya, touching his chest and telling him to stand up and give up his offenses and become pure again, that Amoga distributed all the sattvic bhavs, all 8, in Premonmad and Mata, Premonmad, Mata Gaya, or Mata Nache, dancing madly. So this is all, that's all 8. But here, because he was on a level of Prema, Braja Prema, induced by the direct contact and blessings of Lord Chaitanya. But one who's chanting Nam, one who chants the holy name and comes to the level of Bhava, then even the level of Bhava, some symptoms to some slight degree will come at the level of Bhava. These 3 symptoms, choked voice, hair standing erect, and tears in the eyes. So there's 3 symptoms here of Bhava. So we'll have some discussion here of this level of bhakti. This whole chapter is all about bhava, and all the verses in this chapter are about bhava, and chanting the holy name at the level of bhava, or trying to aspire for that plane of devotion. So I thought we could discuss a little bit before we discuss the chapter, to set the stage, as we've done previously, about what is bhava. But prior to the stage of Krishna Prem, bhava is a stage when Shuddha Sattva, which is the essence of Sri Krishna's internal spiritual potency, his Swarup Shakti, his very own Shakti, which, what is that Swarup Shakti? What is that? It's called, has many names. Vishuddha Sattva, or Suddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, or it's called Swarup Shakti. Different names for the same potency. It consists of spiritual knowledge, samvit, and bliss. Sometimes it's even called bhakti. Bhakti is also, what is bhakti? Bhakti is also Swarup Shakti. Bhakti is a combination of samvit and ladini. Samaveda, samvit, all knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and ladini, the divine bliss, divine love. So this Swarup Shakti consists of spiritual knowledge and bliss. What happens at the level of bhava? This potency is transmitted into the heart of the sadhaka, the practicing devotee, from the heart of one of Krishna's eternal associates. Thus, the devotee's heart becomes softened by different kinds of tastes. This is ruchi beer, this definition. Bhakti Rasamrita Sin is ruchi beer masrina. So bhava melts the heart. So, because before that our hearts are rather hard. So Bhakti Rasamrita describes, this verse is there, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamshu Samyavak Ruchibish Chitta Masrina Kridaso Bhava Uchite. And this is describes when the heart becomes melted by various tastes, ruchi, in other words, an intense longing to attain the Lord. What was previously sadhana bhakti is now called bhava bhakti. So this melting of the heart, they say, what is melting of the heart? I've seen candles melt. You light a candle and it gets hot and it melts into a pool of wax. I've seen some different objects melt. So what does it mean my heart will melt? It means that as one becomes purified by sadhana bhakti, and then he receives mercy from an eternal associate of the Lord, then the proof that he's received that mercy is that he develops an intense hankering to serve the Lord like that devotee, an intense hankering to love the Lord in a particular or specific mood of devotion or bhav. Intense longing to attain the Lord. This bhav is the first ray of the rising sun of prema bhakti. The primary characteristic of bhav is called this Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Vishesh means a very special characteristic. Special thing happens. So this is a primary characteristic, which means a specific state of Krishna Srup Shakti, which I mentioned already, consisting of bliss and this sattvic or knowledge potency. In its initial state, prema is called bhav, and the transformations of ecstasy, tears, hairs, standing erect, etc., they slightly manifest. Now, when a devotee chants the holy name at the level of bhava and meditates on Krishna, his heart melts and tears begin to flow from his eyes as well, and other anubhavas and sattvic bhavas. So this is also explained in this chapter in verse 2 about this phenomenon when we're chanting Hare Krishna. In other words, it's not forced. You don't force such a thing to happen. It happens on its own. The behavior is such, the attainment is such, the purity of heart is such, and the sincerity is such that the eternal associates, they take you into custody. And especially one particular associate takes you into custody and blesses you. The guardians, as they say, the guardians of devotion, they bestow. And then when chanting, these transformations happen. That's why Prabhupada often said that Raghunuga Sadhana, he often called Raghunuga Sadhana as a spontaneous platform, that at a certain point, if one has good association and proper practice, he'll develop a real desire to serve the Lord, and that it seems almost spontaneous. So this verse 2 of this chapter 6 of Bhajan Rahasyam describes the intrinsic nature of bhava, quoting Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.3.2. Premnastu partana avasta bhava itya vidyate sattvika swapa matrasyur atrashu palakadayu. The first stage of prema is bhava. And bhava is bhava and prema. Once you come to bhava, it's like, okay, prema is around the corner. It's kind of like it's right there. It's the next room in the house. It's like you enter the house and one room and another room. Prema, the first stage is bhava. And this stage, sattvic bhavs, such as hair standing in, pulak, tears, ashu, and shivering kampa are slightly manifest. So in the purport, it's just explaining the same point about this verse from Vishnu Chakravarti gives a commentary on this nectar devotion verse, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, Prema Sura Yamshu Samyabak, Ruchi Vish Chittamashrina Kridasyo Bhava Uchite. So Bhava is like a ray, Prema Amshu. Prema Amshu means a ray of Prema. And when that ray of Prema touches the heart becomes very soft. So Vishnath gives a commentary and he says, when sadhana bhakti succeeds in softening the heart with various tastes, it is called bhava bhakti. So what is this? What are these ruchi bhi? Ruchi bhi chitta mashrina. What is this softening the heart? Softening the heart, there's three. There's three different kinds of tastes. Ruchi means taste. There's three kinds of tastes that one experiences when he comes to the platform above. What are they? First is called Bhagavat Prapti Abhilash. Abhilash means the desire to prapti, attain Bhagavan. So one thing that happens, now it's like, yeah, if I attain Bhagavan, that's nice. I don't mind. If I see him, it's okay. If I don't see him, it's also okay. There's three different kinds of tastes. Ruchi means taste. There's three kinds of tastes that one experiences when he comes to the platform above. What are they? First is called Bhagavat Prapti Abhilash. Abhilash means the desire to prapti, attain Bhagavan. So one thing that happens, now it's like, yeah, if I attain Bhagavan, that's nice. I don't mind. If I see him, it's okay. If I don't see him, it's also okay. I can live without him. I can sleep tonight without seeing him. I can drag myself through the day tomorrow without seeing Krishna. It doesn't faze me too much. It's an interesting idea. It's an attractive proposal. Oh, to see God. And sometimes I don't think much about it, but sometimes when I'm preaching, I'm reminded of it. Because when I'm preaching to someone, they'll say, have you seen God? Have you seen Krishna? Then I have to think, oh, yeah. No, I haven't, but I should think about that. Yeah, I should try to see him. When will I see him? Or how can I act in such a way that he'll see me? As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to say, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that he'll try to see you. So when someone says, have you seen him? Have you seen Krishna? Then I should think, oh, I better increase my devotion so that my actions will attract the Lord to show himself to me. Because of the purity of my purpose and the sincerity of my actions will attract his attention. And he will reveal his divine presence before my eyes and benedict me thus. So then, this is the first symptom of this ruchi, that this Vishuddha Sattva has descended from the heart of the eternal associate of the Lord and mixed in our heart and softened our heart. And in that softening, three things manifest. If these three things haven't manifest, then it means that we haven't contacted this Vishuddha Sattva potency. That means that we're not on the level of bhava. What are those three things? These are three types of taste. Bhagavat Prapti Abhilash, a very strong, intense desire to attain Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Two is Anukulya Abhilash, the desire to act favorably for the pleasure of Bhagavan, Anukulya. The desire to do what is favorable for Bhagavan. Three is Sohardha Abhilash, the desire to serve Bhagavan with affection. Like Surit, Harda means heart, and Su means good, good heart. So the desire to serve Bhagavan with affection. The constitutional nature of Bhava Bhakti is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, which means that it is fully comprised of Shuddha Sattva, which of course is Krishna's Sarup Shakti. So this is these are the three things that happen. And as I mentioned, this Vishuddha Sattva is situated in the hearts of Krishna's eternal associates. So when one comes to the level of bhava, then Krishna's nature, it says it's natural at the level of bhava that the inherent nature of Krishna and his pastimes begins to manifest in the mind and heart automatically. pastimes come in the mind and heart. So how does bhava come? How does bhava arise? It arises in two ways. By sadhana abhinivesha ja, or Sri Krishna prasada ja, which is a technical term. Ja means appears by or born by. It's born by sadhana, sadhana abhinivesh, or it's born by the mercy of God. By absorption in one's spiritual practice, and by the mercy of Sri Krishna or his devotees. Sri Krishna prasada ja, or Sri Krishna bhakta prasad. Bhakta prasad. So one can attain bhava by the mercy of devotees here in this world, or in the spiritual world, or that's direct, they can just give that mercy, or Krishna can give that mercy. Or one can perform his sadhana, he's practicing his sadhana in allegiance, and in fidelity, and anugatya of the eternal associates of the Lord. And then by that sadhana, it will attract their attention, and then they'll get, they will receive their mercy or prasad. By the influence of associating with great spiritual personalities, one engages in the sadhana of Bhagavad Bhakti. Gradually, ruchi or taste for bhakti arises within the practitioner. Then he develops attachment, asakti, for Bhagavan, and finally attains bhav. Bhav received in this way is called sadhana abhinivesha ja, that which is born by the practice of sadhana. Of course, it also depends on sadhusanga, which means mercy of Vaishnavas. So it's also bhakta prasada ja. Like it says here, Sri Krishna bhakta prasada ja. And then, bhava that arises suddenly without any sadhana is called honorary degree. Never went to the college, never attended a class, never stood for a term paper, or wrote an essay, but automatically you got bhava. That's just causeless mercy, ahoituki kripa. So that's Sri Krishna prasad. Bhava that arises suddenly without any sadhana is called Sri Krishna prasada ja bhava, or Sri Krishna bhakta prasad bhava. This is very rare. Generally, the living entity attains bhava by this practice, engaging in sadhana, by associating with great personalities, then gradually he goes from anartha nivritti to nishta, to ruchi, to asakti, to bhava. So what are the ways by which one can get this causeless mercy? In other words, the easy path, which is very rare. It's easy, but extremely rare. Sri Krishna prasada ja bhava. Coming to the platform of bhava, which is the threshold of pure love, one can come by the mercy of Krishna or his devotee without any effort. So by the ways you get mercy of Krishna is you can receive by Krishna's benediction, by darshan of Krishna, or by revelation within the heart. So Krishna may give some revelation, and that revelation may be so powerful and so significant and pure that it washes your heart of any kind of disqualification and immediately makes you qualified and a recipient of bhava by a spurti, which is a very intense experience of the Lord. Srila Shukadeva Goswami received bhava as a result of mercy manifesting in his heart. So that's the... numerous examples of these three kinds of prasadaja bhavas were seen during the advent of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Bhava arose in the hearts of countless people just by receiving Mahaprabhu's darshan. So Lord Chaitanya would wander through India and says, Lord Chaitanya distributed prema by his Sondarya Rupam, and by his Naam. By his chanting in Kirtan, when people heard the Shuddha Naam, Prem Naam, Granga Prem Naam coming from his lips, when they heard it, they became immediately, just by hearing, and of course that hearing was full of blessings. He was deliberately chanting for their benefit, so his blessings, his mercy was mixed in there. So anyone who heard Lord Chaitanya chanting Hare Krishna became a Premi Bhakta. And anyone who heard him chant Hare Krishna later, when that man went to the village, he also became a Premi Bhakta and Parampara. And also anyone who just simply, if he wasn't, Lord Chaitanya was just meditating, not chanting and walking, people just saw his Prem Sarup, his Sondarya Rupam, his very beautiful form, absorbed in loving reminiscences or fond meditations, lila spurtis within himself. They just saw him, they became filled with Prem. So these are ways of attaining bhava without any sadhana. except the direct contact, by direct contact with the Lord. And Jagai and Madai, they receive bhava as a result of a benediction. And Jiva Goswami's bhava manifested as a spurti within his heart. Dhruva and Prahlad are examples of personalities who attain Sri Krishna Bhakta Prasada Jaya Bhava as they receive Bhagavad Bhava by the mercy of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, of course, blessed both of them. And by that mercy, you don't hear much example of them doing any... Of course, they did also sadhana, so it's a combination of both. Bhava was also awakened in the hearts of countless people by the mercy of Sri Rupa Sanatana and other associates of Mahaprabhu. So this is a little bit about the definition of bhava and a little bit about how it comes. Basically, for us, we can understand that attaining bhava requires... We'll probably have to go the long, hard way. We'll have to go the long, long, hard road to bhava, which is first swim across the unlimited ocean of anartha-nivritti, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsari, aparadhas, anarthas, avidyas, the three A's, reading, writing, arithmetic. We have to transcend anarthas, aparadhas, and avidya, ignorance and offenses and misbehavior, and then cross that unlimited ocean and then become steady, stand on our own two feet, stop swimming and stand on the solid shore of nishta, and then run on the beach of nishta until we get ruchi. Run across the beach of nishta into the mango grove and start eating the mangoes. After running across the beach in a steady, solid fashion, then eat the mangoes and taste the ruchi and become attached to the mangoes of devotional service, asakti. And then from there, by the mercy of saintly association, higher saintly association, as it says here, and engaging in Bhagavad Bhakti Sadhana, gradually ruchi will arise within us, will develop attachment. We will develop an attachment, a sakti, this level of Krishna sakti, which is a precursor to bhava. Krishna sakti means you become very attached to Krishna and very attached to Krishna's associates, a particular associate, and serving Krishna in a similar fashion as this associate. We attach to Rupa Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami or other personalities like this, Jiva, etc., and wanting to serve the Lord as they serve the Lord, or serve Radharani as they serve Radharani. This is all part and parcel of Krishna Asakti. And then from that attachment, mercy will start to flow from those parishads due to our qualification, due to our elevation by sadhana and by sadhusanga. And this is a standard way in which bhava descends into the heart, from the hearts of the nitya parishads. Of course, if we're very fortunate, we may get a degree without going to college. But we don't find so many people in the world. Generally, most people in the world, they go to college. So we can continue there tomorrow. Shri Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai.